Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Welcome to a Monday edition of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnom. Kevin Flynn is here as well. Happy Monday to you. A little on the chilly side, we know.
Happiness ain't out of reach.
But don't forget, this is no surprise. This is January in North Dakota. And Northern Minnesota. And South Dakota. It happens. Got a couple of news tidbits from the weekend I want to share with you, and then a question for you to ponder here today on the program. Dick Morris coming up on the AT&T DirecTV decision to cut Newsmax. The worst. Hey, Commissioner Doug Goring will be here, and Mark Watney from the Farmers Union, all coming up on the program, so stay tuned for this. This weekend brought the release of the body cam video in Memphis, Tennessee, of Tyree Nichols. And it was expected to be a bit tumultuous for Memphis. It didn't look too bad. I see New York City had a riot or something, you know. People riot to riot, I realize. I saw something on Tucker Carlson that I thought explained this really, really well. I'm going to share this with you today on the program. One of my takeaways from the weekend. Jason Whitlock, I don't know who that is, but he was a guest on Tucker Carlson, and here was his take on what happened. Listen close here. It's about a minute.
I would examine the racial element of this, because there is a racial element. And this is a story about young black men and their inability to treat each other in a humane way. Everybody involved in this on the street level was either 24 to 32 years old. Everybody. It was a group of young black men, 5-on-1. Looked like gang violence to me. It looked like what young black men do when they're supervised by a single black woman. And that's what they got going on in the Memphis Police Department. They've elected some or put some black woman in charge of the police force. And we're getting the same kind of chaos and disunity and violence that we see in a lot of these cities that are run by single mothers. If we want to discuss the breakdown of family that leads to disrespect for authority, that causes you to resist the police and run from the police and not comply with the police because you resist authority at all time because there was no male authority in your home, let's have that discussion. But that's not where they want to take us. They want to take us down the path of saying, you know what, this is Tucker Carlson's fault. This is some random white, this is Donald Trump's fault. It's not. It's the breakdown of family and the buying in to all these left-wing things that have nothing to do with promoting family.
Spot on analysis.
1,000%.
Spot on.
Yes.
Isn't it? And I guess I didn't realize, I knew that the officers involved were black and the suspect was black. And
you know, I was where's BLM? Where is BLM right now? Well, they're at home. And their mansion in Beverly Hills, because this doesn't fit that storyline.
Now
they were born from.
You would hope
white cops are out hunting down black kids.
That some black law enforcement officers would rise above this.
Yes,
would not be part of this black on violence. And obviously, there's no condoning what they did. It's horrible. By the way, I wish we could have a conversation about fleeing law enforcement. And how dangerous that is.
Oh, buddy.
Because in all these cases, That's an element, too. Do not flee law enforcement.
Let's go there. Let's go there. Let's say he immediately pulls over. He puts his hands on the wheel. He complies in every way. He takes the hit that he was reckless driving, the ticket, whether he gets it or not.
He's alive today.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
All of these people would be. They agree or disagree? Am I wrong? Prove me wrong. Hands on the wheel. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, I was driving too fast. They pulled him over for reckless driving. You know, and you go, yes, step out of the car. Absolutely, sir. Here's my hands. No problem. Here we go. Get on the ground. Absolutely.
To play devil's advocate here, I imagine you're going to have some people say, well, if they get treated like that by these five cops, what do you expect them to do?
First of all, it wasn't five cops that pulled him over. They called for backup on him you've got to go to the why and dig deeper than what you see. It's not that. Just stop fighting. Stop. Just comply. Yes.
That's another good point on your part, Kevin. That
they may be wrong.
The reason there were five officers there is because he was resisting arrest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't resist. Don't. They're not going to do it. They may be wrong.
He didn't deserve to die for resisting arrest.
Of course not. Probably not. Obviously not. But these cops, some of them, they're not playing. And clearly they're not playing with this deal. I mean, I don't know how five guys can't get him secured, and then once he's secured, why you're still after or on him. But that was the thing with George Floyd, too. But
I have Jason
Whitlock. That guy's sitting in prison, too.
I have Jason Whitlock's comment on Tucker Carlson up on my Facebook page, if you want to hear that again or spend any time with that, because in my mind, that's... it's well done.
I'm sure these officers are tired of the disrespect in Memphis that they're getting. You know, the crime is crazy in Memphis. There's a lot more to it, I'm sure. It's just tragic all the way around.
NBC has a new poll out. 71% of Americans say the country is on the wrong track. Chuck Todd talked about it yesterday. Listen.
Asked to describe where America is headed in the next year. More than two-thirds use negative words and phrases, downhill, wrong track, disaster, hard times, and uncertain. It's both sides of the aisle, folks. This isn't just one-sided. Full 71% of Americans say the nation is on the wrong track. We are in the longest sustained period of a wrong track number that high in the history of our poll. It's nearly been 2.5 years of this sustained pessimism. It's longer than the 2008 financial crisis.
2.5 years. Let's see. What is that track with? Who's been president?
But he didn't do anything. He didn't. He got elected. And
what's going on here, though? What do you think? What do you think is the reason behind this? That people are saying all's negative. You know, downhill, wrong track, disaster, hard times, uncertainty. And again, that's just describing where America is headed in the next year. After a negative number for over 2 years. Why?
Let's go, Brandon.
You think he's the reason?
Well, yeah, to me it's pretty fundamental. Everything is about gas and diesel for us. Everything about the things we make, things we have, the way we get things. The way we transport things, I mean, supply chain, talk about whatever you want. The demand is always there. And when you start truly throwing wrenches into the supply side of the supply chain, when the demand doesn't go anywhere, that's your fault. You're the one, he's the one that actually signed and canceled the Keystone XL. He canceled the leases. He canceled the permits. So you start there. And then you add to it all the other nonsense and the money that they're spending on God knows what. It's just piling on. But I'm just going back to the crippling of our domestic energy production. That's it. It all goes to there. The eggs, they cannot be. It doesn't matter if they're hatching a million eggs. If you don't have trucks and diesel fuel to deliver them affordably, sorry, prices are going up on everything.
So it's not about Biden. I mean, it is about Biden.
It is about. It's about 1,000% about these terrible decisions. These executive orders. Keystone would be done by now. We'd probably be working into building the refinery to refine that, well, that sweet Alberta crude.
You have a good point when it gets to the economy. Plus, Biden literally can't get somebody's name right.
Where's Doug? Congressman.
Where's Doug?
Thanks for the passport into town.
You hear what he said?
Where's Doug?
Listen to this.
Where's Phil?
Where's Doug? Congressman. Doug, thanks for the passport into town. Doug and I have something in common. Doug, I think you might have been with Doug knows. Look, here's the deal. On my watch, you're taking a different path with Don's help.
Where's, oh, wait a minute. It's Don.
Doug, Doug.
We switched her up there. Doug, yeah. Don, Doug, Doug. Five times he calls him Doug. The guy's name is Congressman Don Beyer.
220, 221, you know, whatever works.
Where's Doug?
All good.
Where? I wonder why Doug isn't answering.
Just stop. Just stop.
All right, tell me why you think this number is so negative towards the future. What's the reason behind it? Kev says the economy, basically, and Biden. What do you say? 271-1100, let us know.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. Do these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, heck, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Brand new week of specials at PetroServe USA. Let me tell you what's cooking in Valley City. I got a little meatloaf going, scalloped potatoes and ham ready for you for lunch today. Beef and noodles in Harwood, chicken pot pie or taco hot dish at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. 12th Avenue and I-29, Beefy Noodles, PetroServe USA. Beef Tips in Glendon and Salisbury Steak at the 45th Street location of PetroServe USA. Home cooking. grab-and-go convenience. You just tell them Scott sent you. You can text us at 237-1590. You can call us at 701-271-1100 today on the program. Texter says, because Democrats let woke criminals burn our country down for over a year and nothing has been done about it. All right, one answer there. Another, how can there be hope for the U.S. to improve when there are more Democrats than there are conservatives? And by the way, that poll didn't, and it wasn't like Republicans only are frustrated. Democrats are frustrated too. Is widespread frustration with the future and worry. Texter says the Biden administration is in court right now trying to regain the right to impose masks on domestic flights. And you think COVID is over. We got to find out if that's going on.
I'll do a little digging.
Came from Emerald Robinson. Emerald Robinson used to be the Newsmax White House reporter. Pete Buttigieg be one to put a mask on you. You're on a flight.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything about that.
Texter says Jason was Rush Limbaugh's right-hand man. Jason, going back to our conversation with Jason Whitlock, I don't remember that name in Rush Limbaugh orbit, unless you're confusing Jason with James Golden. I don't know. I mean, he could have been on the staff, I guess, behind the scenes a little bit. Not sure.
I'm not sure either.
But the guy's sharp. I have a little present for you, President Trump fans, who was out on the campaign trail this weekend. Concord, New Hampshire, says he's tan, rested, and ready. Listen.
They said he's not doing rallies. He's not campaigning. Maybe he's lost that step. I'm more angry now, and I'm more committed now than I ever was.
Trump is not about to sit on the sideline.
No, and we knew that because he announced it already.
And most of his presidency, people had a bright outlook on the future. Joe Biden, not so much. We haven't, we've not heard from him for a while. He has been announced in November that he was running and then hadn't had a whole lot of rallies. Now he's doing it in New Hampshire and he's...
They said he's not doing rallies. He's not campaigning. Maybe he's lost that step. I'm more angry now and I'm more committed now than I ever was.
More angry, more committed.
Don't run angry.
You're swaying back.
Don't run angry.
Sound like you're a little... turned off by the Trumpster there.
Oh, no. No. I'm going to listen to everybody. So Pompeo was on Maria Bartiromo yesterday morning. Watched that. I'm a Mike Pompeo guy right now.
What was your favorite? He's awesome.
Yep.
He's really
he
awesome.
He is just the guy. He is, he's so even keeled. He's so direct. He's so to the point. He's so experienced.
Wicked smart.
Wicked smart.
First in his class at West Point.
West Point. Yep. Great military career, congressman, secretary of state. Everything he said.
I've met him. I've interviewed him. I
can see him being the guy that is the messenger, that is the leader, well, actually a leader to lead.
I always say that Pompeo says everything Trump says. If you boil down the subject matter, there's not a lot of difference between Trump and Pompeo. It's
not
how they say it.
Bingo, brother.
Yeah, it's about
that's the problem with Trump. That's his baggage. A guy like Pompeo comes in and says, "Well, you're still wrong. I mean, that's still not going to work because this and this and this and this and this." He's not mean. He's just direct. He's rock solid to me. Sure, he's a guy that would actually have a plan, other than the You got the shoo them out of here.
Republicans, where is your plan? For weeks, we've heard lots of howling at the moon from House Republicans on the MAGA fringe about sabotaging the credit of the United States, but little in the way of actual solutions.
Howling at the moon. You're a saboteur if you want a balanced budget.
We know what his plan is, to spend more money.
Oh, yeah.
Run up the debt.
Absolutely.
Keep going.
Yep.
You got a little Pompeo there?
I do. The great thing about Mike Pompeo, I just think, is he's Mike Pompeo, and see if this is the cut here. I got to get this set up here. I don't want to make sure I have this right. Ronna McDaniel was the other thing we saw a lot of this morning.
Well, you're
they're not getting into the. But
I'm unimpressed. Unimpressed
of that win. Yeah.
Yeah, just her. Texter says, "Can you play the eulogy Trump gave for Diamond at her funeral?" All right, somebody requested that last week. We'll add that to our list here for you today.
This is Maria asking him about the document stuff and the mishandling of all of this.
Well, I mean, that's the point. You know, we have now this document scandal, and we don't know if the Chinese Communist Party has viewed any of these classified documents. We don't know what they are because the Director of National Intelligence will not allow the Senate Intelligence Committee to even have access to these documents. How much of a national security risk is this?
None at all.
It's crazy, Maria. We've now had several senior leaders, certainly President Biden included, who had documents where they weren't supposed to be. Get them back. Get these documents where they're supposed to be. And then transparency matters. I heard Senator Cruz say this. We need to know what's in those documents, what the seriousness of them is, what potential breaches there are. And then finally, these senior leaders need to own this. We need to find out if the Chinese Communist Party actually may have had access at the University of Pennsylvania, where President Biden clearly had documents. It would have been a pretty open space. And Maria, you and I have talked about this for years. The Chinese Communist Party is inside every major American university today with research dollars and with their students. They're at the University of Pennsylvania, too. And we now know that this Chinese money, these Chinese officials met classified documents in that space. They were in the same place. We need to know if there's any risk they might have gotten a hold of them.
You don't worry anybody? They're in there? This is him weighing in on the CCP, too.
Maria, the Chinese Communist Party is running a massive propaganda campaign using TikTok, and we have someone who's in the House of Representatives, Adam Schiff, now announcing he's going to run for the United States Senate on TikTok, a Chinese propaganda arm and something, a tech tool that they're using to steal secrets from the United States and our kids. This is crazy. We ought to ban TikTok, and we should get serious in every dimension. The risk of these classified documents, we need to find out the relationship between Hunter Biden and China and President Biden. All of these things are connected. And it's not about people. This isn't about being punitive. This is about doing the fundamental things to protect the American people.
Imagine that.
He is spot on.
Yep.
And does a heck of a job exposing the threat that is China. Mike Pompeo.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. The 2023 election cycle is already upon us. In Mississippi, the filing deadline to appear on the ballot in the August 8th statewide primaries is Wednesday. The Magnolia State is one of four states, along with Louisiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, holding regularly scheduled state legislative elections this year. A lawmaker with the House Armed Services Committee is warning the U.S. military is not ready for a war with China. Some predictions say as early as 2025. Democrat Representative Adam Smith from Washington on Fox News Sunday.
This is a huge problem. We don't have the industrial base, and we don't have the ability to ramp up that industrial base. The reason that they don't have the ability to make as many weapons as we now need is because they don't want to make that major investment without what they refer to as a demand signal. We need to increase that ability to surge when we need it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has a birthday today, so we got the Phil Collins bumper music. Are we doing just Phil Collins, or are we going to do a little Genesis, too?
Oh, this is Genesis here.
This is Genesis, yeah. Okay, all right.
Doing both.
Yeah. The voice of Genesis. Did anybody else sing?
Yeah, Peter Gabriel was their first lead singer.
Pretty good, too.
I think one album or two, and then Phil joined the band.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 27 before the top of the hour, Dick Morris is here to talk about the latest travesty in the bias of the big media, AT&T's DirecTV cutting Newsmax signal. So we're going to talk a little bit about that with our famed political expert, Dick Morris. Hello, Dick. How are you?
Well, good to be here. Yeah, but tough circumstances to be here. The outrageous action of AT&T and DirecTV in canceling out Newsmax. It's just incredible. It means that that DirecTV customers, 14 million of them, will not be able to see or hear Donald Trump as he runs for president. Newsmax was the only network that covered him, and they've cut it off completely. They privatized censorship. You know, we control the court and the House, so they can't use the government to do it. So they're basically having private business censoring what we're allowed to see.
Do you think there's a little backroom dealing going on between AT&T and the officials in the government?
Well, I think it's front room. I think it's overt. It's they trumpet it all over the place that they are going. They are aggressively trying to deplatform, they call it, Newsmax. And they're proud of it. They think that this is saving America because it's muddling a destructive conservative voice. And it's just outrageous. But, you know, there is only one solution to it, which is those people who are listening now who have DirecTV service or who use AT&T for their cell phone should pull the plug. Switch to Dish or something else from DirecTV. And for your cell phone service, use Verizon or any other provider. There's a host of them that are not political. But AT&T and DirecTV, AT&T owns three quarters of DirecTV, have declared war on the conservative community. They're going to stop at nothing to try to defeat us. They're our enemy, and everybody ought to disconnect and stop paying money to DirecTV or to AT&T.
And that's the only way they're going to wake up, if they get it in the pocketbook, right?
Exactly. I mean, when you're dealing with government censorship, you bring a court case or you pass a law. But when you're dealing with private censorship, you know, the Constitution doesn't stop AT&T from censoring us. It does stop the government from doing it, but not AT&T and not DirecTV. And what's necessary at that point is for us to strike out as individuals, not collectively, just each person, and pull their particular plug. And I'm doing a whole bunch of these radio shows, almost 100, I think, to spread this message. Because the bitter thing about it is you can't spread it on DirecTV because they disconnected you. And there's no way to reach those people except through other media. And that's why I'm relying on a show like yours to reach people.
Yep, it's got to be done, folks. Our fine sponsor, Patriot Mobile, is another good example where, you know, you got conservative folks that are unashamed and proud of their conservative values and standing up for conservative causes and things we care about on the same towers. Forget these big giant networks because they're just woke. They're woke and they're going to continue to go to war with us.
This isn't even a substantive thing. It's just it's an effort to stop us from seeing it, from seeing the other point of view. It's an effort to, and it's an effort to muzzle Donald Trump, because the thing that that Newsmax has that nobody else does is they cover his rallies. They're the only, Fox does not, and because Murdoch won't let them. So the only place that you can go to see and hear Donald Trump as he campaigns for president is Newsmax TV. And DirecTV has 14 million subscribers. And they are cutting off Trump. That's outrageous.
How much of this decision do you think was about Trump versus just, you know, wanting Newsmax's voice? Say again?
All of it.
Is that
all
right?
All of it. Entirely. It's no coincidence that Trump started his campaign over the weekend. And the plug they pulled the plug the Tuesday before the weekend. This is entirely about Trump. If it were just conservative, they'd deplatform Fox too. But they're deplatforming Newsmax because it's the only network that covers the Trump rallies. So, thank you for giving me the chance to talk to you all about it. And I hope your viewers and listeners. Take action. Call DirecTV, call AT&T, and disconnect your service.
No, absolutely. What did you think of Trump this weekend? How did you think he did?
He was brilliant. He was fabulous. It was wonderful. And he's really got a new style now, and he's got his pace, and he's surging in the polling. He's 13 points ahead of DeSantis, was about 2 months ago, he was 5 points ahead in a two-way race. And he's now six ahead of Biden, whereas before he was tied. And he really is hitting his pace. But I've got to go, but I appreciate you giving me the chance to talk.
You bet, Dick. Good to catch up with you. Thanks a bunch.
Good to see you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. The one and only Dick Morris there with some keen information on the AT&T decision, DirecTV, to cut the cord. So that's an awful deal. It is. If I'd had more time, I would have asked him a little bit about this right track, wrong track poll. Longest in history that Americans say the country's on the wrong track. 71% of Americans using words like downhill, wrong track, disaster, hard times, and uncertainty, speaking of the United States of America and the future. It's going to take an inspirational candidate, whether that's Donald Trump, Mike Pompeo, Ron DeSantis, somebody that really is going to lift people up and say enough of this. Democrats are saying all this stuff on the wrong track, too. Who do you think in the Republican field, Kev, could attract Democratic votes? You're never going to get Elon Omar and, you know, that fringe crazy crowd. But of the Democrats that are saying, hey, the country's going in the wrong direction, who in the Republican field do you think could attract them.
You know, you look at the, I don't know how to put it, but the level of volume. I mean, you know, let's say Trump's a 10. Okay, he's like in the, you know, Spinal Tap. Trump is 11. He's turned up to 11. So somebody like DeSantis, he's about a 6 or a 7. They have a lot of things to complain about with him. I get back to Mike Pompeo. He's just level. He's direct. He's right. He's correct on everything he's saying. And I think that he could actually bring people together to say, listen, that's nonsense. We can't do that. You know, and you're going to have to get in a room and explain yourself with a guy like him, because he's just not going to go, oh, okay, you know, no problem.
Yeah, I don't know. Are there reasonable Democrats out there? Got to think there are.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And I think they could listen to a guy like Mike Pompeo and
that's
say...
That's kind of my point.
Yeah.
You know, DeSantis has a volume level to him because of the some of the, like, you know, he's so radical. He thinks the teachers should, their parents should not be involved in this.
Not radical. What other guys run Florida like a dream?
But, you know, consider who we're talking about that'll scream that he's radical. It's hard to look at Pompeo and find anything really, you know, really radical or volume up on the guy.
What do you think, folks? 271-1100, 701-271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776. Don't scream at your radio. Just call us. Texter says... The egg supply chain that was deliberate. In 2021, there was only 9 fires at chicken, duck, and turkey farms. In 2022, there were over 200 fires. You could systematically, on a chart looking at the dates, see what state they're going to be in next, because they would be 2 in one state, 2 in then adjacent state, 2 in the next state, 2 in the next state, and they'd go in a circle around the Midwest and Eastern Coast. The supply chain crisis is the Democrats going after Republican donors. It's pretty easy to understand. It's quite the allegation there. Supply chain crisis is deliberate, with Democrats going after Republicans. Texter said the guest you played earlier isn't from Rush Limbaugh's show. He was part of Glenn Beck's show. He's on The Blaze. Well, he's good. Probably the smartest thing said today on this program, bar none. Texter says, everything has to do with Saul Alinsky. 8 Steps to Socialism. Read all 8 on your show. I've screenshotted something here that is a little hard to read. The Democratic Playbook, this is their intention. How to create a social state by Saul Alinsky. 1, health care. Control health care and you control the people. 2, poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easy to control. Debt. Increase the debt to unsustainable level. That way you can increase taxes. That'll produce more poverty. Gun control, remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. Welfare, take control of every aspect of their lives, such as food, housing, and income. 6, education, take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what your children learn in school. Religion, remove the belief in God from the schools and government. 8, class warfare, divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. This will cause more discontent, and it will be easier to take from the wealthy with the support of the poor. Any country that can turn socialist has never ever succeeded, all failed. The Democrats only want to control you. Saul Alinsky, in his own words. Items 1 through 8 there. There you go. Listener wants to know, do you guys think Rand Paul would ever get the GOP endorsement? Answer that question when we come back. 271-1100 to weigh in here.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Hucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Hucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25% to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind, 11 before the top of the hour? Let's go to the phones. Gene is on the road. Are you a trucker,
hey,
Gene?
Yeah, I'm a trucker.
All right.
And in the last 2 weeks, I went from Grand Forks, North Dakota to Louisville, Texas, to Cincinnati, Ohio, to Boise, Idaho. And I'm back in North Dakota now.
God bless you. Glad to have you.
Well, thank you. I enjoy what I do. I used to have a vehicle that had XM radio, Sirius XM radio in it, and I got a different truck, and this one doesn't have that capability. And so I rely on my scan to find a radio station that I'm interested in listening to. And I'm very conservative. I never used to be. I voted Democrat for 40 years prior to starting this truck and stuff. So I have jumped the fence. I understand both sides of the equation. The Democrats have just taken our country in the hole, and everything that they're doing is the dumbing down of America. That's why I can't find a radio station in all them states. The only other state besides North Dakota that I found something to listen to was in the Texas. When I was around Lewisville, Texas, I found some very good stuff that I really enjoyed. But all the rest of the time, it's country music or rock music or religious stuff, which isn't, I don't have a problem with religious stuff, but I want to know what's going on in America. And I'm not getting that. And it's the dumbing down of America. It's part of what George Soros has bought up over 600 radio stations and turned them all into Mexican speaking and Spanish speaking stations.
Well, I'm glad you found us, at least.
I've known about you guys for a long time. I'm native North Dakota, and I live 20 miles north of Fargo.
Well, perfect. We just asked a question before the break about what candidate on the Republican field might peel off some reasonable Democrats. Can you think of one?
Well, I've got a hat on right now that says Trump, and it's one that's been manufactured by somebody outside of the Trump organization that says Take America Back underneath it. I like Trump. Huh. He's a little rough around the edges. I liked what you said about Pompeo, and I really like DeSantis. Any one of them three should be able to peel any Democrat off that you can speak of.
Especially if they think the country's in the wrong direction and have been thinking the same thing for 2.5 years, right?
Yeah. I used to give a lot of money to the Republican Party. Trump got me roped into giving him $45 a month every month, and I think it's about time that Trump gave me $45 a month. I'm about ready to retire. Anyway, that's beside the point. Since they got Ronna McDaniels back in as the chairman of the committee, I will not give the Republican Party one red cent. She'll I don't know if you can say piss it away on the radio or not, but she will. And I'm not feeding that anymore. I'm done.
Yeah, it's disappointing that we're in the same spot. What do we have to show for her leadership, right? What is the accomplishments?
Three major losses in the last three elections is what I see.
That was a disappointing outcome, for sure.
It was, this last go around, and it should have been a big red wave, and it was barely a trickle. I attribute a lot to the Republican Party, the idiot out of Kentucky, what's his name, the leader of the
Mitch McConnell,
Democratic, Mitch McConnell. He's more anti-American than most of the Democrats are. And he drags people like our congressmen, senators, right along with him. I don't know how he's got so much power, but he needs to go away.
Yeah, lots of change to come, that's for sure. Well, Gene, it's been enjoyable chatting with you here. We're up against the clock, but I enjoyed hearing your story and knowing that you're traveling North Dakota to Texas and looking for conservative talk radio, and you consider us the standard. I like that. We'll have to do something about the land in between. That's too bad.
I got you in my earpiece most of the time because I can't find it. I can't, you know.
Life and liberty.
Anyway, have a good day. I've said what I need to say, and you don't need my life story.
Well, call again, okay, Gene?
I'll do it. You guys are awesome. Thanks.
Good to talk to you. On the road, truckers are the best.
Mean Gene, the driving machine.
Because they got all that windshield time.
Absolutely.
To solve the problems. Yep. Well.
They're in the real world.
Solve the world's problems. You know, exactly right. So they can do that. Next hour, we're going to tackle actually a piece of legislation in the North Dakota legislature. We're going to talk about Minnesota legislature. I'd have to lose my lunch.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Oh, I'm so sick of that bill they passed on abortion. Abortion on demand up till birth and no parental notification. That's the law in Minnesota soon. Can't believe it. Now we're going to talk ag. HB 1371 next on What's on Your Mind. Trust me, you want and you need a bathrobe from MyPillow. They are incredible. Lightweight, heavyweight, as low as $59.98 right now. There's a closeout sale going on the bathrobes at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. That's the number you can call. Always remember to use the promo code SCOTT. My slippers now are as low as $49.98. You're saving up to $100. And they're not slippers that you just necessarily wear around the house. You can wear them anywhere. They're that great. And they are so comfortable. The My Slippers, as low as $49.98 right now, $100 savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT for these great deals. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.